Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We're your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith in studio live.
Yes, I am
in
here.
In living color. We have my awesome wife, Cheryl, here as well. And the drill sergeant is in the house.
Group attention. Had to do that this morning. Hallelujah.
All right. We are going to have a bunch of fun today. So at Bible to Business, we believe in praying hard and working hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Yes, ma'am. The No Friends Left Club. So, you know, it's really strange because a lot of home-based businesses are in the No Friends Left
Club.
Yes,
they are.
And we're trying to get them out. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to pull them out, kick them out, do whatever we can do to get them out of there because it's really causing a challenge for the business. Mm. So we talk about everything from Bible to business. We also want to pray for your business as well. Very important for Christian-owned businesses to pray for the business continuously.
Amen.
So we have a way to do that. And so we're going to teach you how to do that here in the show. And you can find us on asanetwork.biz. You can also do a Facebook page, a Facebook search for ASA Network. And we want you to go over to those sites and list your prayers for your business. List your prayers there because we have an awesome prayer warrior that's part of our team. And she is going to help pray for your business. So we're going to be praying for Beatrice's business as well, the Drill Sergeant of Life business. So before we get too carried away, I'm going to bring on Deborah so we can honor the Father.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for the honor and the privilege, Father God, to come before you, Father God, lifting the name of Jesus higher than any name. You said that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father God, we thank you that we can keep our eyes focused on you because you are the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, help us to fully embrace your spirit for what you're doing in our lives today, Father God. Who do you want us to reach? Who do you want us to touch? Father God, how do you want to deliver them and set them free? How do you want to deliver us and set us free? Amen. Father, let us focus on that today, Father God, and everything else is in your hands. Amen. Father God, we want to take a moment and lift up Christ the King World Radio for the opportunity to be here, for bringing that light into a dark world and transforming the world around us to your glory, Father God. We lift up World Media Ministries, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that they're reaching out to get that word out. You said to go in all the world and preach the gospel, and they're going, Father God, and they're helping others to go. And we lift up ASA, All-Star Success Alliance, and we thank you for Bible to Business, Father God, bringing you back into our business, taking back that business mountain, Father God, lifting you higher than anything else, Father God. And we just pray over our country, Father God, and we ask specifically for Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman and Governor Brian Sandoval of Nevada. And we ask, Father God, for you to embrace that state, Father God, that you would bring godly leaders, Father God, into that state and into offices and the police officers and the prosecutors and defenders and judges and justices, Supreme Court, Father God, that they would not make a law that doesn't honor you. Mm-hmm. And if it's on the books and doesn't honor you, you will take it off, Father God. Amen. We claim your glory over our states, Father God. We lift up our president to you. We lift up Barack Hussein Obama. And we lift up Joe Biden, our vice president, Father God. And we claim your glory over him. Amen. You speak to his heart. You transform him. You deliver him. You set him free, Father God. Amen. That he will glorify you in all that he does. Amen. Father God, if the enemy tries to come, you will silence him in the name of Jesus. We just call the enemy to be silent in our country. No longer speak and manifest.
Get out.
The name of Jesus. Just get out. Hallelujah. You do not belong.
Yes.
And Father God, we want to continue to lift up Anthony and Taya, Father God Williams, for their Sure Foundation Community Fellowship Church and the great ministry they're doing to couples, Father God, to heal and restore marriages, Father God, that you will continue to bless them and guide and lead them through that, Father God, because they're seeking you with their whole heart and transferring that into the women and men that they're ministering to in the families. Amen. And Father God, we lift up Beatrice Bruno with Drill Sergeant for Life, Father God, and that's what we're supposed to be about. We are children of God. We are a warriors for Christ, Father God. Amen. And she is a warrior for you, Father God, taking back the lives of the your children, Father God, that they would honor you, Father God, and not be lost in this world, Father God. And she's a drill sergeant bringing the life back into their lives. And we thank you for blessing her and anointing her and guiding her, speaking through her and delivering her and setting her free. Amen. And Father God, I just want to close with this scripture. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, one should do it as one speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with all things. God may be praised through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We praise you and we give you, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that's we might as well go and have church this morning. That's what I'm talking about. Glory to God.
That's how we roll. In fact, I may bring my oil in next time.
Come on now. That's all right. I got some. I got
me too.
You. Hallelujah. All right. Can I just say something? You know, in all our prayers, Sister Deborah, when you pray again, pray for, you know, this Friday is Halloween, the world's thing of Halloween. Yeah. I was just reading in the newspaper yesterday that the kids have to be careful. Parents have to be careful with their children receiving candy now because now they're infusing marijuana.
In candy. And the candy
looks just like regular candy.
But why would you even do that?
Come on. And see, these little children, if they ingest it, okay, they're not big people like us, Sister Cheryl. They're little people. Mm-hmm. And see, it could damage them for life.
That's right.
Why does an adult need candy infused with marijuana so you can have marijuana for medical purposes or even just for enjoyment? Why would you need it in a candy form?
That's right. We need to pray because, you know, God's been showing me that especially in Colorado, we have to pray for the borders, north, south, east, and west.
Yes.
Because you got witchcraft north and south of us. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got demonic activity coming in east and west of us.
Right.
And the state capital is right here in Denver.
Right.
And we're making all the rules.
Yeah.
So what stuff is coming into Colorado and it's affecting not only families, it's affecting our businesses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's affecting everything. And see, all these laws that's being passed, okay, we have to stop it. Yeah. We have to stop it at the gate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We really do.
Yeah.
Let's just take a quick moment and let's pray over the whole October 31st and protection. Father God, we just hear what Beatrice is saying, coming from her heart, Father God, for the children, Father God, and even the adults that are consuming things that they don't even realize is in the candy.
Amen.
Father God, that is the enemy because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's
but
right.
We have served notice on him today.
Hallelujah.
Now, in the name of Jesus, he has no authority over God's property.
Amen.
And Father God, we just pray throughout the world, Father God, we just pray that every evil intent is broken, destroyed, and confusion enters the ranks of those pretending to or trying to do evil, that it will be stopped in the name of Jesus. We ask you to send your warring angels to intercede for every child that would be close to consuming something like this. And it will be stopped for some reason. It'll fall on the ground. Mom will throw it in the trash. Or Father God, they can't even find it when they're looking for it, Father God. That our children would be protected by the blood of Jesus Christ, Father God. Just like you anointed the doorpost in Egypt, Egypt, Father God. We anoint the doorpost of this nation and around the world to protect our children and from the harm of the enemy. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You know, we were little growing up and doing the Halloween thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were never allowed to grab into the bag and eat anything until we got home and our parents would pour it all out and say, okay, not that, not that, and take out all the loose stuff and everything else. Yeah, because, you know, just even back then, there was the evil trying to do evil. But now it's just getting even harder to even.
When I was a child growing up in South Carolina, there was one year I was about 16 or 17, but I remember some children dying because a man had put razor blades inside of apples and the little candy bars, little bitty candy bars. Yeah. He put razors inside of that. And the children, not knowing, like you said, just didn't wait to go home for their parents to check it. Yeah. They ate it and died right there on the spot.
And that's why we literally now we don't even even come close to doing any of that celebration because that's just pure evil
there.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right. Well, we are going to get into the Circle Maker book when we come back. You know, maybe we can delve into it a little bit. We've only got a minute or so left. We're going to be talking about the Circle Maker book, and this is a book that I have enjoyed reading. It's by Mark Batterson. And I really didn't I didn't know how to pray.
Amen. Okay. All right now.
I had no clue. But this book clued me in, and we're going through it during the show. We've been in chapter 10 now for a week.
than a week.
Chapter 10 is off the chain. It's off the chain chapter. So we're going to get into the Circle Maker book when we come back. And you are listening to Bible to Business. We've got the drill sergeant in the house.
Yes. Amen.
Deborah Smith is here live and in living color, but she leaves today, unfortunately.
Yes.
Heading back to Phoenix. We're going to miss her tremendously, but I have a picture of her. So when she's gone, I'm just going to show her picture.
We'll just post
it up. Let's post her picture.
Put
so
it on
can
top
see
of the
it.
Mic.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
You know, Casper can be sweet when he wants to be, can he?
I can. Because,
see, Deborah is his older sister, and she knows all the stuff.
That's why I spit on a download. So amen. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Really going right, looking for a ray of hope.
Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Yes, and that's where a lot of home-based businesses are, unfortunately. So we have tools and techniques and strategies to help keep you out of the NFL. You can get all of that by going to asanetwork.biz and just go over there and register. It's free. And when you register, we have live life coaches ready ready to help you get out of the NFL. And, you know, the challenge with that is most people are in denial even in the NFL.
That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if they come, you know, if they tell the truth, they will realize that they're in the NFL and we can help them get out.
Maybe we should do a questionnaire. How to know that you're in the NFL? Well, do your friends not invite you to events anymore? Does your family, you know, have events secretly and not tell you?
They avoid you when they see you coming.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's caller ID, not your friend.
That's right.
Just say. My goodness. That's how you know you're in the NFL.
Okay. I love that.
All right. So we're going to go. We're going to get into the Circle Maker book, and we've been in chapter 10. It's just such a rich chapter. We're going to continue that, and I think Deborah's going to start us off with some stuff.
I am, yeah. And this is the second circle about praying hard. And really, we really just don't know how to pray hard a lot of times. And I like this section that I'm going to talk about. It's called Talking About Wet Feet. And what they were talking about was the Israelites when they were entering the Promised Land, and they were up against the sea. And of course, the Egyptians were coming, charging at them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were supposed to, you know, look
toward the sea, and then they needed to step into the river. And the scripture said, when you reach the banks of the Jordan, take a few steps into the river. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, most of us, I don't know about you, but I don't like my feet wet.
Come on.
I just don't. And so it's like, you tell me to step into the water. Mm-hmm. If it's cold, mm-hmm. which it always come is, on. I ain't going there, you know? Uh-huh. And that's a problem, because really we want to see God do something before we do something.
Right.
And God's telling us, you know, he wants us to step into the river, and then he knows that we want to do what mm-hmm. he's getting ready to do and to see that miracle. And so we have got to have the willingness to take that step of faith, get our feet wet, and it keeps us from it, because if we don't, it keeps us from experiencing the mm-hmm. miracle yes. mm-hmm. we've been praying for.
Right,
so
right.
we're setting ourselves up in a really huge way, mm-hmm. you know, and so we've got to do that. And I like the idea, like he had this zoning issue that was going on mm-hmm. with the things that he was believing exactly. for and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he had gone to this, you know, kind of like garage sale type thing mm-hmm. and he could get the zoning book, which right. was huge, and he needed it for $85. He's like, well, you know, we're not there yet, so maybe I shouldn't get it now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste the money. Mm-hmm. And God's like, no, you need to get this now, you know. And so he went and got it then, and literally that helped him to get to his dream of $2 million.
Right.
So how do you get to a $2 million miracle if you're not willing to put your feet in the water yeah. for $85?
If you only got $2 faith.
That's right. See? It don't okay. work.
You cannot get a $2 million miracle
that's
if
right.
you only got $2 faith.
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
you got to bump it up.
That's right.
You know, and that's just like with Peter. When Peter had to step out, when Jesus said, well, come on out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Peter looked around and he looking at water and he said, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust
if
you.
If it's you, yeah.
If it's you, mm-hmm. I'm coming out right, there. Yeah. And when he did, right. everything was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But or then maybe. His
mind
started taking over.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. You see. So I fully understand what you're talking about mm-hmm. there, Sister Deborah, because we have got to bump up our faith
yes.
right.
another notch
yes.
to get to the place where God wants right. to take us, because
right.
God wants to take us in our businesses
yes,
to such a place that we have not even seen before.
That's right.
If we could imagine the glory that God is about to shed upon us mm-hmm. in our businesses, mm-hmm. we would just go ahead and step out there
right.
and
right.
say, well, you know, y'all want to stay back there? Y'all go ahead and stay back
exactly.
there. I'm moving forward.
That's
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I know I find myself right there
yeah.
because God has told me, I can't tell you how many times that I'm supposed to be writing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be writing a book, and I have not taken that step yet, you know. And actually, before I left, I had somebody tell me, this is what you need to do to get started. So I even know what the step is.
Do you see this look on my face?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know that part of my persona is the write, W-R-I-T-E, drill sergeant. Okay. I help writers to get the book out of here and put it in, you know, in
mm-hmm.
a book.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm looking at you like, and you have all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to start talking about you.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to say anything else right now.
Oh, the drill sergeant is in the house.
At least now she's talking about you. So I'm good with that.
Well, that's all right. I'm going to get my act together quick so I can pass her back to you. Just saying.
You know, Deborah, one thing, something that Beatrice said is that we have to get our faith up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, God is always trying to help us
come
with
on,
that.
Come on.
That's why we have some of the situations and circumstances
always
that we
preach.
Have.
That's right.
Sometimes they happen, and it's not necessarily because you did something wrong or something you didn't do.
Right.
But a lot of times he's doing it because he's trying to stretch
that's
you.
Right.
So
to
he's
the next
got
level.
These mm-hmm. little things come up and give you these opportunities
right.
to put your faith out there.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do it each time, then you begin stronger. Your
yeah.
faith gets stronger.
Yeah.
Your trust in God gets stronger and gets bigger. And so that he's preparing you for when the really big things, when that $2 million come up,
uh-huh.
he works you up to it. So now you can step into it.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely
all you
right.
preaching today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I know what the title of this show is going to be.
You preaching today.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Yeah. So we've got to remember, if we want him to part the waters, if we want him to take us to that next level, we have got to take that step, regardless of what we think, because otherwise we won't, and we will not get there. And it's not because of God.
Yeah.
It's because of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when we start praying and find out he ain't talking to us, we wonder, well, why ain't he talking to us?
Yeah.
And you know what he said to me? I don't know if he's ever said it to you.
Mm.
So what was the last thing I told you to do that you didn't do?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, that.
And okay. See, people so caught up in saying that God doesn't spank us.
Oh,
God will tear your tail up. Yeah. Okay. He will get that little bump that you got on the back of your head,
mm-hmm.
and he will cup his hand and just slap it one good time. Yeah. And you're wondering why your head is flinging forward and you got the whiplash condition going on.
Right.
And it's because God just slapped you.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's just get real about it this morning, because we trying to get somewhere.
That's right. I mean, we think, a lot of people think it's easy to follow God. It's like, oh, that's a crutch. That's just, you know, honey, that ain't no crutch. You think you tough? You bring it on, you know.
Yeah.
You get in a relationship with God and see what he'll do in your life. You'll go places you never thought you'd go, do things you never thought you would do.
That's right.
And literally transform your life. And it will not be easy. Every day you'll wake up with a new revelation of what God is taking you to, if you got the guts to serve him.
Yeah. Do you have just what saying. It takes?
That's right. That ain't for wimps. That is not for wimps.
All right. We're still in chapter 10. We got some more?
You got more? Oh, yeah. We always got more.
Casper, can I tell your audience today, y'all done stepped up into something today. Okay. So God ain't even playing today.
No, he
all
is
right,
not.
He giving you some stuff today.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. And actually, you literally the next section was about Peter getting out of the boat.
Uh-huh.
So we've already gone there.
Yeah.
And I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
That's the other thing that he says. That was a crazy command from
that's
God
right. yeah.
to get out of the boat.
Yeah.
See, we want God to give us logical, mm-hmm. make sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. steps to take.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he mm-hmm. goes, no, I want you to get out. Well, it's a perfectly good boat. Why should I want to get out of
it? It's storming now. It's not like calm water. Mm-mm. This is storm and raging. Right.
Are there any rocks there, Lord, that I can step on when I get out the boat? Lord, come on, God. You got to help me a little bit more here.
Yeah.
He already has.
That's right. And he's like, no. But he says, when we step out of the boat,
mm-hmm.
we got to make sure that God is the one
come on.
That says come.
Come on. Yeah. That's right.
Because if God isn't the
that's
one
right.
that says come, you're
going
to drown.
You're going to drown.
Okay. You know, so we have got to make sure we know what God's voice sounds
Amen.
Like, you know, or we need to run it through the right filters.
Amen.
You know, people that we trust, like Beatrice here, you know, that's going to tell you the truth, you know,
okay.
and make sure
Hallelujah.
That you're hearing the word of
that's
God.
Right.
And then when he says come, then you come.
Amen.
And if he doesn't say come, you don't go.
Right. That's right.
But it's also noticed that Peter asked, he said, Lord,
mm-hmm.
if it's you,
mm-hmm.
then bid me to come.
That's right.
So mm-hmm. you have to be careful when you start asking God things,
mm-hmm.
because he will give you an answer.
Mm-hmm.
It may not necessarily be the answer that you want.
That's right.
The answer that you were expecting, but you will get an answer.
That's right.
And if
that's
he
right.
says, yes, it's me, come on out here,
mm-hmm.
then you got to like,
mm-hmm.
okay, now come I got to take the first step.
That's right.
Because it actually is him.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to do it.
Right.
Amen.
Right. And it may be, in our minds, we might perceive that it's unsafe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just because it feels unsafe doesn't mean it's not God.
Mm-hmm.
But like we said, if
mm-hmm.
we know that he's the one telling us to come,
yeah.
you know, if we ask him, Lord, if it's you, then you tell me to come,
that's right.
you know, and then when we do that, then it doesn't matter that it seems unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
God is the one that protects us.
Yeah. That's right.
And don't go to Bishop Bobo L. Johnson.
No.
Because Bishop Bobo L. Johnson will say something to you crazy like, well, you know, God wouldn't tell you to do something like that. And God wouldn't ask you to get out the boat because he know you can't swim. Don't go to Bishop Bobo L. Johnson, because Bishop Bobo L. Johnson will cause you to miss your blessing.
I'm
Amen.
Telling you.
See, I'm just
right.
saying.
That's right.
Saying.
Well, you know.
Hallelujah.
And that's a good word. This is one of the things that I live by in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are.
Come on.
You can be my senior pastor.
Mm-hmm.
You can be anybody in my life I respect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take what you say.
No, no.
Without running it through my God filter to make sure,
sure
that's what God wants
yes,
me
ma'am.
To do.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Until I get a confirmation, yeah. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Because
right.
I'm the one that's got to stand before
yeah.
the
yeah.
King of Kings and Lord of yeah. Lords, and I have yeah. to answer to what God told me
yes.
to do. I will not fall short of that
Hallelujah.
Because of what somebody else said to
yeah.
me.
Yes.
Now, I'll be in my own way, but I ain't let nobody else get in my way.
Yeah. 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 I wish we could run all of our politicians through that filter.
You better
right.
say that.
And one or two come out the other side.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that that has a lot to do with business dealings. Mm-hmm. You know, we shouldn't just get into business dealings with people. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to make sure that there are godly people that God mm-hmm. has called into our life. And even if they don't know God, they need to have some virtues and some morals and values mm-hmm. around them that that's line right. up with who we are
yeah, right.
before we get into a relationship with them.
Yeah,
because right. our name is on that. And most of all, our Father's mm-hmm. name is on it, you know, mm-hmm. and we need to be honorable to that.
Yeah,
so we've
right.
got to watch who we're bringing in our lives
yeah.
to make sure that it's what God called for us and not somebody else.
Amen. I tell people all the time, you know, they'll send me their link like on Facebook or something. Mm-hmm. And you need to join this. You need to sign up and join. I said, whoa, who are you?
Mm-hmm. Right?
What are you about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to know about you well before I know about that opportunity because I want to know who I'm getting in business with.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I may be climbing in bed with the devil.
Come on, say that.
Right?
Okay. Say that.
And uh-huh. I need to know.
And mm-hmm. not everyone that God sends in your life, he didn't send them to you for a business contract.
That's right. Right.
He may have sent them to you for a totally different purpose.
Right.
But you won't know that unless you ask him.
Right. That's
and
right.
it could be a lesson to say no.
Yeah.
See?
Amen.
Yeah.
See?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is great conversation. We have to, I don't mean to cut God off. We got a commercial break. So you listen to Bible Business Radio here on Christ the King World Radio. We have the drill sergeant in the house. Deborah Smith is here. I'm Casper Stockham. My lovely wife Cheryl is here as well. We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Stay in the fight.
Welcome back to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
Yes. And that's where they are. They wind up in there and they're in denial as well. And that's not a river in Egypt.
Come on.
No, it's not. So if you don't have any friends, just saying.
Yep, yep.
You know, and we can help you.
Yep. The caller ID pops up and they say, no.
Not taking your phone calls.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Here's another way, you know, when you get a new phone, and I have to say this, I have to confess, this happened to me just the other day because I got a new phone, right? And I got a new phone number because I never used my cell phone number anyway. So I call this guy that I haven't talked to in a while, and he answers the phone, "Hey, this is so-and-so." Mm-hmm. And I say, "Hey, this is Casper." He said, "Hey."
Ooh, that's bad. That's bad.
Right.
That's a, all righty then. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'm in the NFL with him.
Right. So see, it doesn't matter how much you know and how much you know. Once you realize you're in the NFL and you realize there's ways you need to change your business tactics and how you approach people, you know, you can still slip up and get in the NFL, or you have a history of having been in the NFL. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you still got relationships that need to be repaired. And matter of fact, my very best friend, I had to go to her, and I mean, she is my best friend. She has bailed me out of, you know, she's that person you call in the middle of the night when you're crying and can't talk to nobody else. Yeah. And I had to say to her, you know that when I started doing the MLM businesses, that I really was not nice to you. I was pushy. I was doing things that I was taught, and I now know those things are wrong.
Right.
Please forgive me for being that way, you know. And now when she's, so how's business going? I tell her how business is going, and I end the conversation. Amen. And then, so what are you up to? Right. You know, and I turn it back on her. If she wants to know anything else, she's going to have to ask me, because I'm not going to do that.
That's how you do it.
That's right.
That's how you do it. Well, we are fortunate to have the drill sergeant in the house, and we are going to... We're going to drill the drill sergeant.
Uh-oh. Here we go. You know, this weekend I was doing push-ups for my Toastmasters group.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was fun. Because they didn't think I could do it. They said, "She's 55 years old. Surely she..." I went down on the all four, you know, and they were like, "Wow." I say, in all situations, you have to be prepared.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you never know when somebody might say, "Assume the position."
Yes.
Right. And then it's not a cop.
No.
That's right. Okay. What do they say? Be instant in season
and out of season. That's right. Hallelujah. So what's going on?
I don't know. I'm going to find out. So the Drill Sergeant has a show here on Christ the King World Radio.
Yes.
And that show is called...
Let Go and Let God For Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life.
For real.
For real.
Awesome.
For real.
And now, is that show going to be expanding?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. You know, God is just opening up so many doors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as the Drill Sergeant of Life, I also do boot camps and all those different things. I've got one coming up in February.
Okay.
And it's called Freedom to Move Forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people are holding on to stuff so tightly.
Yes.
A lot of people still in the NFL club.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And they can't get their businesses the way they want to get them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so as we let go and let God for real, we're able to move forward through those doors that God is opening for us.
Hmm.
And God is just opening up so many doors for me. Sometimes, Cheryl, it's scary.
It's scary, yeah.
It really is, because it's like Peter.
Mm-hmm.
"Lord, is that you?"
"Are you sure?
You want me to step out? Why you want me to step out the boat? I don't want to step out the boat. I can't swim. I don't have my water wings on, God." But instead, we need to let go and let God for real.
Mm-hmm.
And say, "Okay, God, you know what? I'm going to step on out here in this water."
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, you got me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, and I've had to do that so many times as the Drill Sergeant of Life.
Just learn how to float.
Just learn how to float.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to float. And you know, for some reason, and I'm going to say this, I'll say it to the end of my days. Black people don't float that well.
No, we don't.
Okay. God left the gene out of me that would help me to float.
Yeah.
Now my husband, you know, my husband is pigmentally challenged.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He can float real well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our children float real well. I can't float at all.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'll throw my feet up in the air, but you know what? In God, I can float.
Yeah. Amen.
You see, in God, I don't need to take all these swim lessons and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I just throw myself out there and he catches me.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
You see. And so as the drill sergeant of life. Mm-hmm. And this was something. I served time in the Army as a drill sergeant, 2 years at Fort Dix, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And then several years ago, God gave me the commission. He said, you are the drill sergeant of life. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what is that? You know, and he showed me what it is. And I've written several books, How to Get Over Yourself, Get Out of Your Own Way, and Get What You Want Out of Life, and How to Get Over Yourself and Let Go of the Past. Mm-hmm. And in writing those books, God had to take me through the paces right. of getting over myself, right. getting out of my own way, right, right. and letting go of my past. Right. Mm-hmm. And some of that past included people that were in my NFL group. Mm-hmm. Okay, but those were people that I needed to let go anyway.
Right. Right. right.
Because see, as the drill sergeant, like, who's going to walk around calling themselves Cheryl the drill sergeant of life?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of different too. Yeah. Okay. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I even asked God, what you mean the drill sergeant of life, God? Mm-hmm. And he said, you will help people to get over themselves and get out of their own way and let go of the past so they can be all they are called to be on the battlefield of life.
Oh. That's what drill sergeants do.
That's what drill sergeants do. That's and think about it. We're all on a battlefield every day.
Oh, yes, we are.
Go out there on I-25. Mm-hmm. Tell me you don't battle from one exit to the next. Okay? If you're working a job, tell me it's not a battle to go in and see Frushi that's sitting at her desk and you know she's been talking about you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And you still got to be nice because you got to work with her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tell me it's not a battle in business.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Trying to weed people out of the NFL club and get those people that's going to stick with you to do the things that you know God has called you to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's all a battle. And see, God is looking for people that want to be commanders on the battlefield of life.
All right.
Mm-hmm. See, I've already trained the soldiers. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're all foot soldiers, but it takes a special kind of person to be a commander.
That's right.
Okay? Are you ready to be a commander on the battlefield of life? Wow. And that's when you're going to take it to that next level. That's what you're doing, Casper, Deborah, Cheryl. You're doing that in this business. ASA is all about building up commanders on the battlefield of life.
Right.
This stuff is not for wusses.
Now that's the truth.
Okay, it's not for wimps,
right?
Because see, wimps and wusses, they go back to the house. They say, "Well, I can't do it. I don't know how to do that. And God ain't called me to do that." And they start listening to Bobo L. Johnson,
right?
Okay, because they know Bobo L. Johnson gonna say, "Well, baby, you know it's all right, Deborah. You don't have to do that if you don't want to, cause maybe God didn't call you for that."
Yeah, just sit right here and keep paying your tithes.
Come on.
All right.
And miss the blessing God has
come on.
For you.
Come on. And see, I got a problem with that.
Right.
I got a problem. Can I say that on here?
Yeah.
Okay, this is about business. Okay. Let me just say this.
We don't have to go beep, beep, beep.
No, you won't have to do that. But let me just say this. I don't like seeing these big churches, these big edifices called church. And the parking spot that says pastor.
Right.
And it's got this really big car. But then I go to the bus stop and see your people getting off the bus
to get there.
To get to church. I go to their house and they live in a hovel, but you live in a mansion?
Yeah. Right.
I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, if you did it because you wrote books and you sold it, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did it because Cheryl, you know you got to pay your tithes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you got to give an offering too because I'm the pastor and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I got a problem with that.
That's right.
And see, that's why God gives us businesses so that we can support the workings of the kingdom of God.
That's right.
And we don't have to do it on the backs of the people.
Right.
Right.
See, and I'm really very touchy about that.
I see.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's why I asked you, can I go ahead and say this? Because see, God is attempting to build something. God is building something. Now, whether you want to be a part of it or not, that's up to you. Okay. But God is building something in his kingdom on this earth right now.
Right.
And it's called business. Mm-hmm. And it's business for the kingdom's sake.
Right.
Not just for our sake. Not just for Cheryl and Casper Stockham. Right. Not just for Sister Deborah. Not just for Beatrice. But it's for the kingdom of God.
Right.
Because, see, God says that Jesus will come when the word goes all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going all around the world through satellites and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's still a certain segment of people that's not received the word yet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he's got to build businesses so that we can fund the missionaries to get out there and do the stuff that they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Casper, I hope I answered your question on what the drill sergeant for life is doing.
I forgot my question. Right.
But you know, I have a similar pet peeve, a little bit differently, mm-hmm. but I get very frustrated with churches that don't believe in a prosperity message.
Oh, gosh.
And then yet they want everybody to give every last penny for the building fund and for this and that. Yeah. How you gonna do that if you don't have any money?
Yeah.
You know, you've gotta have money.
That's right.
But yet they tell you don't believe in that. You know, now we know, you know, where your money is, your heart is also. Mm-hmm. Christ comes first, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. we're not just doing stuff to get money from him.
No.
But we can't fund the kingdom of God if there's no funds.
That's right.
That's why he says, take your money to the storehouse,
right.
that there will be meat in my house.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And he's not talking about just for the pastor and his family.
I'm telling you.
I'm sorry, y'all pastors. I got a lot of pastor friends out there. I'm just saying, okay, I love y'all. Mm-hmm. I do. But the money that's going into the storehouse is not just for your family. Right. It's for that little sister with the five kids
right. mm-hmm.
that she can't pay her light bill.
Right.
Okay. It's for that brother that's trying to provide for his family
right.
and he can't even put gas in his car to get back and forth to work.
Right. Right.
It's for those people, right. not just for those that's sitting high up, the
that's
muckety
right.
mucks.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
This is for the people that's struggling. Mm-hmm. And you know, I firmly believe that if we in the church would start helping people to build businesses.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Because
there.
See, there's coming a time when the mark, when it's time for the beast to really come out
mm-hmm.
and for people to receive the mark, because mm-hmm. I ain't taking the mark. Y'all might as well go and kill me, cut my head off.
That's
okay.
Right.
It'll be the end of the show.
That's
the end of the show. Okay. But there's coming a time where people of God will not be able to even do business transactions.
That's right.
You see, mm-hmm. so we have to have something in the storehouse
mm-hmm.
that when that time happens, people will still get fed.
They're already telling Christian-run businesses how to conduct
come on.
Their business.
Come on.
Right.
Okay, come on now.
So that time is not far away.
That's right.
They're already telling us how,
that's right.
how that's we right. have to do stuff. And they're now telling pastors what you can and cannot teach
from
the pulpit.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What you can and cannot
that's right.
say. That situation down in Texas, I believe,
mm-hmm.
in Houston,
mm-hmm. right.
They wouldn't have had to subpoena anything from me. I'd say, no, okay, let me explain something to you. This is what I'm already saying. I'll tell you what I'm saying.
That's right.
You don't have to subpoena nothing.
That's
yeah,
right.
I'm talking about it.
That's
and I'm
right.
talking about you now.
That's right.
Now you're on my radar.
Come on.
That's
okay?
right.
Come on.
That's
I'm going to give you some oil here in a minute.
That's okay.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. Bring it on.
Okay.
And I'm discerning in my voting, so therefore you will not be voted for next time. If
that's
I
right.
voted for you this time, which
you
I doubt seriously
that.
Anyway.
You better believe that. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So,
all right. Well, we are here at Bible to Business Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Hey, welcome back to Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We're here praying hard and working hard to keep you out of the NFL.
The No Friends Left Club.
And we are doing some praying today.
That's right? it.
Okay, so if you listen to this show, you will be blessed.
That's right, because Christ said, if I be lifted up,
mm-hmm.
he will draw all men unto him. And
we're,
so that's what we're doing
here. We're doing that in a big way today. You know, home-based business owners really have a struggle when it comes to running their business properly.
Mm-hmm.
And what I always say is they treat it like an opportunity, not like a business.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And they need to treat it like a business. If you were going to open up a pizza shop on a corner, you wouldn't open up the shop and then call your friends and tell them that you have a spaghetti factory.
That's right.
You say,
that's right.
Oh, I got a pizza shop, man. Come on down. This is what we got. We got great pizza, you know, gluten-free, mm-hmm. whatever it is, right, mm-hmm. on the menu. And then you leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
If they come down, great. You know, but they don't come down. That's great, too, because you want to be out there advertising and marketing and, so, you know, and you want them to say, hey, My cousin has a pizza shop down on the corner. Mm-hmm. If you're into pizza, go on down and check them out. You don't want them to be afraid to tell them that if they go down there, cousin's going to beat them upside the head and upsell them on the larger pizza. You know, if you go into a pizza shop and say, I want a medium pizza. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you don't want a large pizza? Because larges are much better than medium. You get more. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, just go to upsell mm-hmm. and all. No, mm-hmm. I want a medium pizza. Okay. You want you know, they'll ask you if you want soda, whatever, but options. They won't. Yeah, but it's not a pin you in a corner right. until you get the larger package. Right. Yeah.
Right. Do it or repent, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we need to treat our opportunities like a business, and that Amen. Will go a long way to keeping you out of the NFL.
And we need to honor God in this.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're trying to force somebody into doing something, you're not giving the opportunity for God to talk to their hearts right. and that's find right. out whether that's right for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I got news for you. If I got a whole bunch of people that I am trying to force into something,
right.
you know, and that's not what God called them to do, then God and me have a problem. And he gonna deal with me.
That's right.
And we don't know. He will slap you side your head and wake you up. We already heard that.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to have that kind of relationship with God. I want to honor and bless his people and not take from them and force them into something.
Yeah. And even if you are lucky enough to trick them into the business, mm-hmm. now you got to trick them into doing something.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Right? So
it's
just not a good way to go.
I know when I'm praying for my business, one of the things that I pray is the Lord, send me those people in which my goods and services are well suited for. This is what you want them to have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's what they're seeking. It's what they need. It's what you have assigned them to.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Send me those people.
Right.
Those
right.
are the people I want.
Right.
Because the other people is not, this isn't, it's not for them.
That's right. right.
Mm-hmm. So you That's want right. who is, who your product or services is good for, who mm-hmm. it's who they need it, Amen. They want it. God has assigned them to you.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're not in business for ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's what God called us to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he called you to be the drill sergeant for life. Had to explain to you what it was.
Yes,
you
he know? Did.
And that's the kind of thing we want. And mm-hmm. he has a purpose for us and people he wants us to reach.
Yes.
And what we want to do is see those people come mm-hmm. and receive what God has for them because it's their blessing.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Because
that's
right. we are sent to be servants.
That's right.
Amen.
We are here to serve.
To serve.
Saved to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are to be serving people.
Right.
We are to be a blessing and encouragement. We are to empower them
Amen.
And guide them and lead them in the way that the Lord will have them to go.
That's right.
God will order their steps.
Mm-hmm.
But we are to make them aware of that. We'll open that door. And so to the drill sergeant of life, when I think of the drill sergeant of life,
mm-hmm.
I think of someone who is helping God's people to not be mediocre.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Thank you for that comment, because that's exactly what the drill sergeant of life is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spend so much time in mediocrity
mm-hmm.
because mediocrity feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. You don't have to do it. That's just like in my first book, How to Get Over Yourself, Get Out of Your Own Way, and Get What You Want Out of Life. I talk about the bridesmaid syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And in the bridesmaid syndrome, that person is a bridesmaid forever. Because they're uncomfortable even thinking about being the bride on the wedding cake of life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
And so many people are comfortable back there. All they have to do is hold a little bundle of posies and say, oh, she just looks so pretty. Oh, she's getting married today. But for them to step up there and be in the forefront,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to do that.
Right.
That's uncomfortable.
Right.
God is calling us to get out of our comfort zone.
That's yes. right.
Because yes. we get so comfortable right where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only way Peter could have gotten out of that boat, you know, well, to get out of that boat was to get uncomfortable.
No, right.
That's right. right.
We have to get uncomfortable just to build these businesses that God has called us to build.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
You see, yeah. it's uncomfortable being the drill sergeant of life.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be perfectly honest. Sometimes I speak all around the city, and that's spreading outside of Colorado now. But sometimes it's uncomfortable
mm-hmm. yes.
because people will rush you, you know, and people see me as an introvert type person mm-hmm. and I'm really not. I'm an extrovert, mm-hmm. You know,
uh-huh. mm-hmm.
I like getting out there, but sometimes I like being by myself.
Right.
And it's uncomfortable when God says, go talk to that group of people right there. I don't want to go talk to that group of people right there. I said, go talk to that group of people. But Lord, they may not, they look funny. They smell funny. They talk funny. They may not want to hear what I got to say. I don't care what you say. Go and talk to that group of people.
Right.
Do we really have to go through this conversation? No, Lord. Okay, I'm going to talk to that group of people. And then I get a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And so if we would get out of our comfort zone,
right,
and build these businesses, mm-hmm, you know, I look at y'all, you know, and ASA, y'all just awesome in this thing. Let me go ahead and give this pitch for ASA. If you are building a business, mm-hmm, and you are having a hard time building your business, and you are trying to understand things that your brain can't quite comprehend, mm-hmm, go to ASA. Talk to Casper, talk to Deborah, talk to Cheryl, talk to the folks at ASA, and they will help you to get your business off the ground and running and sustainable so that you can build it for your family and have a legacy to leave your family. I'm just saying. Okay? Because that's what I see in Casper. I've known Casper for a while now, and I just met his wonderful sister, and I keep asking her questions about when Casper was growing up, and she tells me too. And I've known Cheryl for a minute now, and they're just wonderful, wonderful people. They want to help you build your business. It doesn't matter what type of business you're building. They want to help you build your business because these are kingdom builders.
Amen.
They're building businesses for the kingdom of God. And when you will find yourself as you build your business that you won't have all the knowledge that you need.
Right. That's right.
You won't have everything. Nobody does.
Tell me about it.
That's
right. Tell me about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Every day you will find something different. It's just the same way in marriage. I've been married to my husband for 23 years. Every day I learn something new about him, you know, and it's like, well, dog, and he bless his heart. I look at him, I said, man, why you keep changing? I haven't changed. I'm still the same that when we got married. I said, well, dog, I didn't pick up on that one right there. You know, but it's the same in business. You think you know your business, but you don't.
Right.
And you need some folks that will come alongside of you,
right,
that,
mm-hmm,
will help you, right, to get to where you want to be. And that's, I'm telling, right, you right now, ASA is the group for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because these are some Bible believing, praying people of God.
Amen.
You've got to have people that's going to intercede for you and for your business.
That's right.
I'm just here to tell you. So, amen, that's my plug for ASA today.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Well, you better believe in something or you'll fall for anything.
Come on now.
That's right.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And if you don't believe that thing that God has placed inside of you for the business that you have, mm-hmm, you will fall.
That's, mm-hmm, right.
You've got to believe it. I've got to believe every day that I'm the drill sergeant of life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that means that I will glorify God and edify people.
Right.
Because that's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And that take people out of the mediocre, mm-hmm, and, right, put them in the level of excellence that, yeah, God wants them to be,
yeah,
at,
yeah,
because that's where God wants,
yeah,
us all to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That mediocre is,
yeah,
a dangerous,
oh,
word.
Oh my gosh.
I think the Bible says it real well when it says, if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of,
come,
my,
on,
mouth.
Mm-hmm. That's,
being,
what it says.
Being lukewarm, being mediocre is not a godly position to be in life.
That's right.
Period.
Right. That's
right.
Not
what,
right,
he wants for,
right,
King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're,
amen,
his child,
amen,
children.
Amen. Amen. We only have a few minutes left. So tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Drill Sergeant of Life. What's going on? How can they reach you? How can they find your books and things like that?
Amen. You can reach me at Beatrice@drillsergeantoflife.com. Mm-hmm. My website is www.drillsergeantoflife.com. I have a boot camp coming up in February.
Mm-hmm.
It's Freedom to Move Forward.
Mm-hmm.
And this is helping people to let go of the past. And I use past as an acronym for people, places, possibilities, and situations that should be terminated,
wow,
in our lives.
Wow. That's a mouthful, but that's so true.
Okay.
That's good. That's,
I'm
good,
just saying. Okay. And we all have those things.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah,
so that boot camp is coming up in February.
It's going to be here.
It's going to be in the Denver area.
Denver area, okay.
Yes. Yes. I'm planning that right now. I've got some great speakers. Got this one chick. Her name is Tonya Rekla. She is a former CIA agent.
Mm-hmm.
She's also former military, former Army.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had some things that she's had to let go,
mm-hmm,
in her life,
mm-hmm,
just to be where she is right now.
Right.
And I've got some other speakers coming up. And we're going to have a really good time. Freedom to Move Forward boot camp in February of 2015.
Awesome.
I'm always speaking around the town, getting ready to go to Detroit. Apostle Sylvia called me to come out there and speak in Detroit in December the 6th.
Yeah.
And we just have a plethora of things going on. And, you know, I just want, let me just talk to you people for just a minute. Okay. It's important that you let go and let God, for real.
Yeah.
Because if you do not, you will not reach the place that God has for you.
That's, amen, right. That's right.
Amen. Well, you are listening to Bible the Business, and we have definitely been hitting the Bible side today.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, that's the most important side.
That's right.
That's why that's it's right. a part of our business. That, you know, you can't, people kill me when they say, I shouldn't say they kill me because that's not a good way to say that. Joyce Meyer always uses the terms, uh-huh. you know, yes. and that makes me sick and people kill me.
Mm-hmm. And then wonder why they all messed
all
up.
Messed up right? people fascinate me when they say, I don't understand why you're mixing the two. You know, why are you putting so much God in your business? And
oh,
I say, well,
goodness.
I can't imagine why you're not.
Right, right.
Why would you not want people? God in yeah. your business?
You might offend somebody. Oh, well.
That's
oh,
right.
Well.
And you won't have that much success.
I guess they will be offended.
That's oh, right.
I'm just saying.
They most certainly will.
All right. Well, you can get more tips on this by going to asanetwork.biz. I've also written a book as well called The Golden Business Solution. And here's a special for anyone listening to this show. If you go over to ASA Network, register for free, and reach out to one of our life coaches there and tell them that you heard about this on the radio, we'll give you a free ebook version of The Golden Business Solution. And that's a book written by myself. You can also go to our Facebook page. Just do a search for ASA Network. We want you to go over there and do some love taps. And love taps stands for tell a positive story. We want to tell a positive story. When you do that, we're going to share your story or your business on the show. So you're going to get some free publicity for your business.
Amen.
So do that on ASA Network. You can also do that on our Facebook page as well.
And you really want that golden business solution because, you know, guys, if you've been in the industry for a while, think you know a lot of stuff, if you're close to burnout, it's because you're not having any success and you're doing the work. And that book will help move you forward without a doubt.
Amen. Amen. Beatrice, thank you for being in the studios with us.
Thank
it's been awesome.
Thank
you, Beatrice.
We're definitely going to have you
yes.
back and stuff. You are a wealth of information and an inspiration to us all.
Praise the Lord.
We'll see you guys on the next show.
God bless y'all.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.